This is an absolute essential book. Everything that you do, whether it's on email, face-to-face, or phone, relates to communication with people. And that's what this book does. Don't talk about yourself. Ask other people about them. And you will find that all of a sudden, you're in a conversation, you've now moved to a higher level. My best months would have been maybe $3,000 for the month. That's when the one and only Grant Cardone changed my life. He talks about the 10X rule, the quintessential entrepreneurial book that you must read. It goes without saying, and it's... I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Hey guys, welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. My name is Matthew Fraser, and in today's episode, I'm gonna talk about my top five books that have changed my life as an entrepreneur, and I dare say will also change your life as well. Everybody who's in the entrepreneurial space has to get knowledge. This is the background of why you need to read books. You've got to get the knowledge. And each book that I'm going to show today has given me a different piece within the landscape of not just business, but how to be a better person, how to communicate, how to think differently about money, and getting yourself and your family to the next level. Depending on our environment, we're born with certain knowledge, and we receive certain amounts of knowledge from our immediate family and friends. And if generally they're gonna have similar beliefs to you, so that's why you get sort of tunnel vision. Most people have self-limiting beliefs. It's hard to break out of the cycle of the situation that you're in, because you just don't know. And that's why knowledge is power. And I always talk about that. Knowledge is power. So this book is this one here, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. This is an absolute essential book, and it actually is nothing about business per se. It's not about the numbers. It's not about how to make more profit. It's about how to communicate better with people, because no matter what you do in life, whether it's doing deals, talking to someone at a car dealership, you're trying to buy a new car, you're going to have to talk to the used car salesman. If you're going to Myers and trying to get some new shirts or something, you're going to have to communicate. But more importantly, and how it relates to entrepreneurship, is you're going to have to talk to people who are manufacturers, who are brand owners, who are other people in your space, like creative people, people who do AI, which is the big one right now. Everything that you do, whether it's on email, face-to-face, or phone, relates to communication with people. And that's what this book does. Now, I'm just going to give you one thing in this book that I remember that I have taken with me for life. And that is how you present yourself in a room, right? You want to go in with confidence. You want to use eye contact. And one of the really number one things that I learned was that don't talk about yourself. Ask other people about them. And you will find that all of a sudden, you're in a conversation, you've now moved to a higher level, particularly if you're someone who struggles with how to talk to people. You might have some self-doubt walking into a room, maybe particularly if there is full of high flyers or who you think are high flyers. Ask questions of the other people. Break the ice, and that's how you can win friends and influence people. An absolute read. Next book on the list. Now, this is a fascinating one, because only recently I was talking to one of my mentoring clients, and just out of the blue, she said to me, "Oh, I've just discovered this particular book." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" She says, "I've never read it before." And I was blown away. And the book I'm talking about, which is the quintessential entrepreneurial book that you must read. It goes without saying. And it's now, I don't even know how old it is now. It must be 20 or 30 years old or something. Make sure you read this one. And it is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. This is the ultimate. And it talks about how to essentially... The fundamental part of this book is how to move from being an employee into the world of being self-employed and an investor. For many people, they just simply don't know either how to do this or even that this is even possible. And so when my client came to me, she said, oh, look, I've just discovered this book. It's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I've never even read it before. And my client is early 40s, okay? He's not like 17. And I was blown away. I could not believe it. I just assumed, this is my beliefs growing up, was that because I read this book when I was probably about 21-ish, when I read this book back then, I just assumed then through my entrepreneurial journey that everyone read this book. And I just never knew that, I mean, she didn't even know about it. And that's why I'm doing this episode. And that was the inspiration for this episode. I thought, geez, if she doesn't even know about this book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, then what else does she not know about? And how can I help get the message out there of, you know, what are some very quintessential books that you must read if you're in this self-employed / entrepreneurial space? Rich Dad, Poor Dad. The number one takeaway for me, I remember when I read this book many, many years ago, was more about moving away from being the employee and moving into the self-employed and investor quadrants within the book. And I think, you know, it was kind of, it sort of mapped it out though, right? Because as a kid, I always knew that I wanted to be in business. Actually, I remember being 14 years old and telling some family friends at the time, it was actually my girlfriend's parents. And anyway, I'm not in contact with my ex-girlfriend at the time, but my parents are in contact with her parents. And when I run into them, they always remind me, Matthew, I remember when you were 14, you always used to say that you wanted to own a block of units. And I'm always blown away. I'm like, really? I was thinking that at 14? And obviously the reason why I was thinking that, because I was obviously a pretty smart guy, is that I wanted to have multiple income streams. I didn't want to have just one income from one unit. I wanted to have, you know, 8-10 different income streams coming from this one investment property. So at an early age, I was already thinking along those lines. I remember also being the guy who was, you know, obviously I was doing the standard things like mowing lawns up and down the street. But I also remember I was heavily into BMX racing. And I remember having kids, this is probably, you know, in my teenage years, coming over to my house, and I would do deals with them. I say, you know, we could trade your handlebars for my gooseneck and, you know, a bit of cash, and just deal making all around. So I obviously had this kind of business mindset back then. And I remember also when I was doing the mowing, I created a very, very basic spreadsheet and marked down all the, you know, the jobs I was doing, saving up this money to ultimately buy my ultimate BMX bike. And for those guys who were into BMX racing, my ultimate bike back then was a Robinson. It was like a total dream bike, which I now actually have, and went back and bought one. So that's some of the takeaways from Rich Dad, Poor Dad. If you have not read this book, go back to the beginning, solidify the foundational knowledge of entrepreneurialism and get this book. Let's fast forward to about 2018. Now, just paint the picture of where I was in this space, because, you know, by painting the context of where I was in my life, it does make more sense, particularly why these books were so impactful at the time. So 2017 was the year that I signed up with the Amazon training program. The years before that, I was in the hole by about $1 million. My restaurant business was just crumbling around me. I didn't know where to turn, and I was just looking for some sort of salvation, some sort of sign of, you know, what am I going to do next? How am I going to get out of this shithole? And at the time, I came across a guy called Gary Vee. Now, I came across him on social media, and I started absorbing the information that he was giving. And ultimately, I went and searched for more. I went down some rabbit holes and I found this book. This book, which was a huge impact on me at the time, and I'll tell you in a moment why, but it's called Crushing It. And it talks about how great entrepreneurs build their business and influence, and how you can too. And essentially, it's about how you can position yourself using social media to garner attention and or garner attention to help your business. This is such a good book. I went back and read all of his other books, by the way, and he's got a new one coming out soon too. But at the time, I remember I wasn't on social media. And, Well, I wasn't big on social media. I certainly wasn't doing anything like I do now, and what a lot of people do now, which is basically documenting everything that you do. I certainly don't document what I'm eating, but so Gary Vee says, look, you need to be on social media. If you're in business or you want to be self-branded, create a personal brand, or for any reason, really, you need to be on social media to get attention. And I was scratching my head and I thought, geez, I'm not doing that. And Gary Vee, he must know something. This guy's an expert in this field. So like what I normally do, I listen to experts. And I'm a very, very good student and I like to implement. So I literally picked up my mobile phone and just started talking on camera and documenting it at the time just on Facebook. So this is like 2017 era. And at this time, he also said, hey, look, if you don't know what to talk about, just document your journey. So remember, I just signed up with this Amazon training program. And so I literally just started documenting everything I was doing regarding learning the Amazon selling process. If you go back, actually, I haven't removed any of them. You could literally go back to my Facebook account to 2017, 18, 19, and you will find the very, very early videos of me when I was just like perhaps where you are now. You know, you're sort of trying to figure things out in this Amazon e-com space and wondering, is this for me? Am I blowing my money? You know, am I going to see a return on this? Is this going to be what gets me out of the shithole? Am I going to become a multimillionaire? I've had all these questions myself. And I just started documenting every day, you know, the sales or the training I was doing, what I was learning from the training, how to deal with Chinese manufacturers. I remember when some products or samples would arrive from China, I would do an unboxing. Oh, wow, look at this. I can't remember at the time, you know, like look at this knife that I was getting from China. And what I also ended up doing though was as I signed up sort of around that time, this healthcare product, and I signed the exclusive distribution on this healthcare product, and I was documenting the sales of this product. And honestly, you should go back and watch them. They're so good. I was so excited about one day I woke up, I was like, oh my God, I've just made 3 sales. And I was so excited. And then I'd be like refreshing the Amazon seller app, like, you know, like 2 or 3 hours later, oh my God, I've just done like 6 sales. And it went from like 6 sales one day, and I'm marking this down, oh, that's a record, I'm talking about this on camera. And then the next day it'd be like, oh my God, I've just done like 9 sales, I've just done a record, oh my God. And then you start getting at your calculator, and you think, oh my God, if I could just do like 9 sales a day, and I'm making $20 profit, you know, times by 365, you know, wow, I'm going to make like $20,000 in the first year. And this is the time I thought this was amazing. And then as it obviously progressed, I've gone from like 10 sales a day, 15 sales a day, and just kind of just went up and up and up. And ultimately, if you haven't listened to my story, the sales, because you probably want to know, well, where the hell did the sales go? Ultimately, they end up going to like 800, I think my top month was 800 odd thousand US dollars in a single month on just Amazon USA. That's not including the UK, not including Australia, not including Shopify. It was just Amazon. So incredible to sort of look back and see this sort of the scale of where of just it's just starting from the very basics, you know, when I was so excited. And I always say to people, your very first sale is the best sale. Honestly, yeah, once you get to sort of doing $1 million a month and stuff, you're like, oh yeah, honestly, it just becomes like, you know, just $1 million a month, $2 million a month. But it's your very first sale, because that's the time where it locks into place that, wow, this is possible, right? You've now gone from finding the product in China potentially, or signing up an exclusive distribution deal, you've shipped it all the way into Amazon, and your first sale comes through. Like, wow, that's amazing. Now you're just thinking about, how can I make more of these sales? Yeah. And so why was reading this book so important? I haven't even told you yet why it was so important. Because yes, Gary says to be on social media, document your journey. Why do that? What, just to tell other people about your sales? No, it's not actually about that. Although it's good to look back though. and sort of see your journey and see where you started. Something magical happened. Gary V says, document your journey, be on social media for eyeballs. And I had no idea why I was going to be on social media. You know, what was the outcome? But I didn't stop and think about it. I didn't overanalyze it and think, oh, I don't want to be on social media because I don't know what the outcome's going to be. I just said, oh, Gary V must know what he's talking about. I'm just going to do it. What, this is before the healthcare product started launched. What ended up happening was as I was documenting the product before that was actually my knife, my kitchen knife, chef knife product. As I was documenting that journey, a gentleman reached out to me, literally from seeing a video that I posted on Facebook. And guess who that was? It was the owner of the healthcare product. Are you listening to this? So here I am, just average old dude, plugging away, just doing these crappy selfie videos on Facebook. A guy who owns a healthcare product business reaches out to me and he says, hey, Matthew, I see you're selling on Amazon. I'm really hoping that we could meet because I have a healthcare product that I would like to be sold. I'd like to sell it on Amazon. That is a pivotal moment because what some people would have done is, oh, geez, I don't know about healthcare products. And, you know, I'm not really that big on Amazon. And what if he thinks I'm dumb and, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. And I haven't made millions of dollars yet. So he's going to see straight through me and it's all going to end in disaster. I'm just going to say no thanks and probably move on. That's a big no-no. Now, I obviously didn't do that. I said, yeah, let's meet up. Let's meet up. Let's talk. Because probably if you go back to the first book that I spoke about, which was How to Win Friends and Influence People, I can talk to this guy. I don't need to know about medical products. What I know, though, is that I know more than him about Amazon. Because by that stage, I had already started selling one product and I was in the midst of designing my second product, which was the chef knife product. So I knew more than him. That's all you need to know. You know more than him and he needs to talk to me to sell his product. So I meet up with him. He shows me this healthcare product and to cut a long story short, I signed an exclusive distribution agreement and I then go on to sell to date now over $45 million of sales across the globe on that brand alone. And if you are now if you're dropping the phone or just like going, holy shit, yeah, that's exactly right. That is thanks to Gary V. Yeah, I love this guy. Yeah, thank you, Gary V, 45 million. Good work. So, crushing it. Go get it. Now, I'm going to talk about the next guy who's been so influential in my life, and that is none other than the man himself, Grant Cardone, baby. I love this guy. Now, let's take you back. This book really changed my life. Yeah, this guy changed my life, the 10X rule. And this was around the time I remember listening to him. This is before Gary V. This is a time when my business, my restaurant was in the total shit. I was driving Uber 3 or 4 days, nights a week to try and help bring more money into our household to help pay bills. And I was also selling, which I probably haven't expanded on too much before, but I was also selling cardboard boxes to try and just bring in more cash. You're like, what do you mean cardboard boxes? Yeah, I was literally selling cardboard boxes, ones that people just buy to help like pack up their stuff when they're moving house. I was selling them out of the back of the shop. I was selling them out of the back of my car. I was selling them out of the garage. I had ads on Gumtree, literally like selling boxes for like $1 to maybe $4. And you know, I was bringing in probably my best months would have been maybe $3,000 for the month. And I thought that was awesome. I was like, wow, $3,000. And most of it was profit. And so that paints the picture of where I was at the time. And that's when the one and only Grant Cardone came into my life. And I don't know what it was, but it was around that time too when he also started to become quite big on social media. So I was kind of in that space. I was looking around for people to absorb knowledge from and who were ahead of me in the game. And he talks about the 10X rule. And without going into a lot of detail, basically it's about 10xing everything. So 10xing your study, 10xing your income, 10xing just the workload that you're doing. If you think you're doing enough, you're not doing enough. Do 10x that. If you think you're earning $100 a day and you think that's good, no, 10x that. If you think you're earning $1 million a year and you think that's good, no, 10x that. And everything, and you just start to think about, wow, I mean, where I was at, I just need to do more. I need to double down on things and study harder. And so as I'm listening to this book, I remember even just listening to this as I was in the restaurant, like cleaning one day. I've got my headphones in. I'm just like, Grant Cardone, just like whatever he was saying. And just getting this inspiration from this guy who himself didn't come from money. He came from like nothing. And that's what's so inspiring about his story. And not only that, he hasn't come into money until really later on in his life. He's not 20. I mean, he's now, I think, in his 60s. So when I was listening to him, he would have been definitely in his 50s and just crushing it. And it's just been incredible to watch his own journey of where he's come from. Certainly when I met him around the time of 10X to where he is now. And so, you know, just the only difference between success and failure is 10x. So it's like a not giving up mentality. Just keep pushing, 10x everything that you're doing. And I mean, I was so obsessed with this guy. I went and bought the 10x hat, of course. I bought the books, obviously. I even to this day use Grant Cardone's 10x diaries, where I write down my notes of what I'm doing for the day and my goals and all that sort of stuff. So the guy has been very influential in my life, and I would highly recommend that you go and seek out Grant Cardone to get some inspiration from him, because he's definitely helped me think bigger than certainly where I was at and to realize what is possible. Which leads me to number five, but not the worst book at all, but just number five in this journey, and that is just another Grant Cardone book. This one is called Be Obsessed or Be Average. And it was after he'd actually written the 10X rule. And this one is literally about just doubling down on everything. And I at the time as well, I remember buying his book of quotes. And every day I would read, I just like highlight a single quote in his 10X quotes book, which you can buy separately. And it was just so powerful. It's like, literally, I mean, that's one of the quotes, be obsessed or be average. And that's what I did. I was obsessed with everything that I was doing. And I was doing so much study, empowering myself to just take things to the next level, realizing what's possible and just going and getting it. And of course, this guy has been absolutely just instrumental in everything. So he's got a range of books, go and get them, because I would hate for you to come to me and like next month and say, Matt, I didn't even know about Grant Cardone. I'd be like, what the? Go and get off your butt and go and get some Grant Cardone into you. So guys, I hope you've enjoyed that episode of the top five books that have made a really big impact in my life. And I'm sure they're going to make an impact in your life too. And hey, tell me if you've got any books that have made a huge impact in your life, leave it in the comments below. I'd love to know what they are. All right. Thanks so much, guys. See you next time. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.